Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Abused mind, abused body, and a scared heart for life. That's what you left me with. You left me for dead. The times you told me you loved me, I believed you. You told me that I was the prettiest girl in the world, and I believed you. Because you seemed to have more confidence in me than I could ever have in myself. It's funny to me, because one moment I'd look up to you as my hero. You were that warm, kind, and considerate man whom I loved. But in the wee hours of the night, I would look into your eyes as you stood over me. It seems as if some evil force possessed you. The same hands that loved me were the same hands that would fondle my body. It's okay, stop crying, you would tell me, as those hands that loved me would take off my nightgown. Those hands that loved me would also sexually assault me. And after you were through, you would say, Daddy loves you, and you told me not to tell a soul. You said even if I did, that grown-ups don't believe little children anyway. And you left me there, crying, bleeding, and confused. And all I knew was that I died inside. The little confidence I did have was gone. My self-esteem was gone. The love, respect, and trust I had for you, all that was gone. The way I felt when you left out of my room at night, I knew I had surely died.
I was sleeping in a cold sweat. Tears were running down my face, my pillowcase was soaking wet. I'm nearly aggravated cause of this dream. A little girl screams, Daddy, would you please stop touching me? Daughter, I want you to spill a sick and chose me. Leave me alone, but it seems it won't let go of me. I'm looking at the sky, oh God, you must come and help. Cause if you don't, then I might as well kill myself. But he proceeds to assault on his baby daughter. Daddy, stop it, but he continues to take it farther. His wife, she knows about his sexual fantasies. When he was young, watching nasty pornography. The baby's crying, but still she doesn't make a sound. Cause if she knows she interferes, she'll catch a beat down. No guts, no courage, no faith, low self-esteem. Fear, no hope for tomorrow, just a shattered dreams. Every day of her life, another tear fall. She has Jesus Christ's number, but she never calls. Screams as they echo down the hall. Her daughter screams as it vibrates against the wall. I want to intervene, but I can't cause I'm still asleep. I'm trapped in this dream, oh God, it's making me freak. An hour passes and her dad finally leaves the room. Her mother runs to her daughter with tears of gloom. Mother tells her this is not a part of God's plan, but I can promise this will never happen again. Whatever happens, you will always be my baby girl, and to me, you are still the prettiest girl in the world. Put on your nightgown, it's time for your bedtime. Have sweet dreams, and in the morning, it will be just fine. The baby lays in her bed, it's chiseled down her cheek, while she prays to Father God as she falls asleep.
Tell me.
But now she's turned 16. She's full of anger and she's bitter concerning the past, cause she's been sexually abused by her very own dad. 16 years old and already got two kids. She's pregnant again, now tell me when will this end? She's mentally confused, emotionally disturbed. Her boyfriend hits her and she feels that's what she deserves. Two black eyes, now a little lady can hardly see. She's stuck on welfare, she's barely making ends meet. She's in the middle of the mud and her food is low. Boyfriend won't work, so out on the street she goes. Prostitution is a solution for more cash. This one solution has a promise that she already has. Liars and thieves come along with the prostitute, dressed in skin tight skirts and black high heel boots. She's been mistreated by men, it seems like all her life, but she rejects the true man, which is Jesus Christ. Danger awaits around the corner and there's no escape. I wish I could save this girl from getting beaten and raped. It seems I'm stuck in this dream, I've been forced to see. The child abuse can cause a lifetime of misery. I can relate to how she feels, oh yes I understand. Cause I was physically molested around the age of 10. I feel your pain, I feel your hurt, and I see your tears. I know you're angry, I know you're bitter, and I know your fears. She's having flashes about her past, about her childhood life. She knows that there's a better way, but she's afraid to fight. Blood comes out of her mouth as tears roll down her cheek. She accepted Christ in her heart and she lays on the street. She's been delivered from the past, she has a new lifestyle. This is a story about father, mother, child.